I'm Grant Helton with KJAC Radio News, and these are your top headlines for Thursday, April 18th. Arizona officials say they have arrested a 26-year-old man on suspicion of stealing his stepfather's car, driving while drunk, and crashing the vehicle into a home. Deputies arrested Wayne Area Jr. after the car crashed completely into the living room of a house. A 65-year-old woman was sitting on the couch and was left with apparent broken ribs and taken to the hospital. Her husband was out of the town when the crash occurred. The driver was treated at the hospital with no serious injuries. Arizona lawmakers will decide between three proposed laws that are designed to deal with distracted driving caused by cell phone use. Two bills are a version of a total ban on the use of cell phones while driving, one of which will allow officers to make traffic stops for phone use, and the other would only allow them to write a ticket if they are pulled over for a different reason. The third bill would strengthen the existing distracted driving laws while not expressly addressing cell phones. Arizona is one of three states with no ban on texting while driving. Bills have been introduced for decades but haven't advanced amidst concerns by Republicans of overregulating people's behavior. The bills banning cell phones would make it illegal for any driver to write or read anything on their phone unless their vehicle is stopped. Calls to 911 will still be allowed. Votes are expected as soon as Thursday. A Florida man was arrested by sheriff's deputies last week after allegedly driving a tractor into his wife's car to prevent her from leaving a home. The husband, identified as Danny Lee Stewart, was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. Stewart told police that his partner was trying to leave with his stuff. His wife told police the man crashed a tractor through a fence in an attempt to stop her from leaving. She also said he smashed in the driver's side back window and door of the vehicle with a tractor pallet fork, but she was able to flee. It's not clear what stuff Stewart believed his wife was taking from him.
The weather for tomorrow sees mostly sunny skies with a high of 67. At night, we can see mostly clear skies with a low of 31.
I'm Grant Helton with KJAC News.